Chapter 15, The Sixth Week. Well, excuse me. Core Exercises. 6.1. Well, excuse me. If you've ever tried to walk through a doorway with your arms full of groceries, a laundry basket, or a newborn baby, only to find your path blocked by roadblock, a furry, four-footed barrier, you will appreciate the value of this exercise. With a simple verbal cue, roadblock willingly backs out of your way and politely allows you to proceed. Instructions. Start with roadblock standing and facing you. Hold a treat just below her nose level and let her nibble at it. Move the treat toward her chest and take a step toward her. As she takes just one step back, click and reward. Repeat this several times, clicking and rewarding for just one or two steps until she is doing that easily. Then try several repetitions at three steps, then four. Remember to increase the challenge slowly. You want her to succeed until she is confident at each level of difficulty before making it harder for her. Otherwise, she may give up. If that happens, you'll know that you asked for too much too soon, and you'll need to go back to an easier point. Once roadblock is smoothly backing up 4 to 6 steps, add the verbal cue, "Excuse me," as she is backing up. After a dozen or so repetitions, start using the verbal cue first. Give her a few seconds to respond, then help her back up by moving toward her if she hasn't started back. When you start using the verbal cue first, be sure to click and reward roadblock's smallest attempt to move backward. Remember, when she takes a hesitant step back, it is as if she is saying, "Is this right?" If you click and reward that attempt, you are answering her with a "Yes, that's it." You will immediately boost her confidence, and she will get it very quickly. Then you can work back up to the 4 to 6 step level and beyond that she was doing with the hand cue. Training tips. My dog backs up, but she backs crooked. You are probably asking her to do too much too soon. Go back to just 1 or 2 steps and only click and reward the straightest ones. Shape for straighter and straighter steps until she is doing 2 straight ones. Then add the third. If she goes crooked on the third, only click and reward the straightest ones until she realizes that only straight steps get clicked. Each time you add a step, only click and reward straight ones. If you are still having trouble, you can practice next to a wall to help her stay straight, then gradually move farther and farther away from the wall. My dog sits instead of backing up. If your dog sits in front of you instead of stands, take a couple of steps back and start the "excuse me" exercise when she stands up to follow you. If she is standing, but she sits as you try to get her to back up, try holding the treat lower and move it between her front legs. Be sure to click and reward the tiniest step back with even 1 foot so she gets a chance to understand what you are asking her to do. 6.2. Long distance down. Along with "come," this exercise may be one of the most useful ones you teach your dog. When you can get your dog to drop on a dime at a distance, you have achieved superb control of her motion and activity. My first Australian Kelpie, Kelly, was a type A, workaholic control freak. I affectionately describe Kelpies as border collies on caffeine. When something was, in her perception, the least bit out of place, she thought it was her job to put it right. Out of place in Kelly's dictionary included strange dogs and people wearing odd clothing. Because we worked at an animal shelter in California, strange dogs and odd clothing were daily fare. So you can see the problem we faced. A herding dog controls things by charging them and trying to herd them. a move that can easily be perceived as aggression by other dogs and humans. Although I knew the likelihood of Kelly actually biting someone was low, it was always very reassuring to the person she was charging that I could calmly ask Kelly to lie down and she would drop to the ground from a full charge, even at a distance of 100 feet. In that same scenario, if I asked Kelly to come, there's a good chance she would not have responded. When you ask a dog in an aroused charge to come, you are asking her to stop moving forward, take her eyes off her prey, or the perceived threat, turn around, and come back to you. That's a lot to ask. When you ask for a down, all you are asking her to do is to stop the forward motion and drop to the ground. She can still keep her eyes on her target, and she doesn't have to move away from it. When you have her in a down position, her level of arousal starts to subside, and it is easier, after several seconds, to then get her attention focused on you and ask her to come back. Instructions. You've been practicing a verbal down since week one, so Charger should be pretty good at it by now. If you have a friend who can help you, have your assistant hold the leash with Charger sitting by her side with 3 or 4 inches of slack in the leash. If you don't have a friend to help, tether Charger to a solid object. Stand in front of Charger, facing her. She should be at the end of her leash, so she can't move forward toward you. Take one step back. Now give the verbal down cue. Remember that the verbal cue is spoken in a happy, upbeat tone of voice. You are giving Charger information, not trying to frighten or intimidate her into lying down. When Charger lies down, click, step forward, give her a treat, and tell her what a brilliant dog she is. Then ask her to sit, and repeat the exercise several times at a distance of one step. You will need to put some variety into this exercise. Sometimes, when you step back, just click and return to feed her a treat without asking her to lie down. Sometimes, ask her to sit after you step back. If you have her lie down every time you step away, she will soon learn that you stepping away is the cue for the down, and she'll start anticipating your verbal cue. When she is doing the distance down easily at one step, do it at two steps, then three. Gradually increase the distance between you and Charger until she will lie down promptly on your verbal cue from across the room. Then, start adding distractions. Remember, every time you change the criteria in one arena, you need to make it easier for your dog in another. In this case, reduce the distance, go back to one or two steps while you add distractions, such as a child skipping by, someone bouncing a ball, a cat walking through the room, another dog running by. When she is doing the distance down with distractions while you are near her, start gradually increasing the distance again. When she is responding promptly at least 80% of the time, try it without the tether. Once again, start close to her without distractions, then gradually increase distance and distraction levels. Now start looking for opportunities to ask Charger to lie down while she is in motion. Try it while you are walking her on leash, first with no distractions, then as other dogs or people pass by. Practice when she wanders aimlessly through your living room, then in your fenced yard when she is strolling around sniffing bushes. Then up the ante by asking for the down when she is moving faster, first trotting, then eventually when she is romping. Be sure to use a happy tone of voice and to give her treats and lots of praise when she does it. You can use a rousing game of tug or chase the ball as a life reward after a distance down to get her really enthused about dropping for you at a distance. Training tips. My dog gets up and tries to come to me when I ask her to lie down from a distance. This is because you have taught her that down means lie down in front of me or next to me. She thinks she is doing the right thing. This is why you attach the leash to something solid or have a friend hold the leash to restrain the dog. Have enough slack in the leash so that your dog is comfortable, but not enough that she can reach you. The friend should just restrain your dog, not jerk back on the leash. You may need to start a little closer to your dog when you first ask for the down and increase the distance very slowly. My dog doesn't get up, but she doesn't lie down either. She just sits there when I ask her to lie down from a distance. She may be a little confused because you are changing the rules of the down game. She knows that down means that she is supposed to lie down close to you. She might think she can't do the down because she can't get close to you. Make sure you are no more than one step away from her. Ask for the down and pause for 2 to 3 seconds. If she doesn't do it, step forward and help her by luring her down. Click and treat. If she doesn't get it after several repetitions of this, you may need to go back to working on your verbal down cue and try the distance down again later, when she is better at responding to the verbal down. 6.3. Dropped, leave it. Here is yet another practical application of the leave it exercise you learned in week 3. You are in the kitchen, slicing the Thanksgiving turkey, or for some of us, the tofurkey. When the knife slips, sending the entire plate crashing to the floor, Vacuum, who has been lurking by the refrigerator just waiting for the right opportunity to knock, darts forward. You calmly and clearly say, "Vacuum, leave it." And she, reluctantly but promptly, backs away while you bend over and salvage dinner. You do, of course, tell her yes, or click your clicker if it's handy, and slice a small piece off the main course to give her as a reward for her exemplary behavior. Instructions. Have Vacuum sit in front of you. Say, "Leave it," and carefully drop a treat so it falls slightly behind you and off to the side a bit. If she moves to get it, step in front of the treat and body block her so she can't reach it. When she looks away from the treat on the floor, click and reward her with a treat from your hand. Repeat until she no longer tries to get it when you give the leave it cue and drop the treat. Gradually, start dropping the treat in less protected places, until she'll leave it no matter where it's dropped. Now turn it around a little. Drop the treat first and say, "Leave it," an instant after the treat hits the floor. This more closely approximates real life, where you're likely to drop something accidentally, like your medication, and have to remember to quickly give your dog the leave it cue before she swallows your blood pressure pill. Again, be prepared to body block if necessary until she understands this new version of the leave it game. For an even more advanced version of the dropped leave it, have Vacuum on a leash with just a few inches of slack. Position an accomplice at a distance of about 20 feet. Give him a bowl of slightly boring treats. Tell him that you are going to walk toward him and that when you nod your head, he should drop several of the treats close to his own feet. Now, stroll toward him with Vacuum walking politely on her leash at your side. When you are about 10 feet from your accomplice, nod your head. As the treats fall, give the cue, "Leave it." Stop moving and restrain Vacuum so she can't get to the treats. Only give the leave it cue one time. Just wait, as you did in your other leave it exercises, until Vacuum turns her attention back to you. Then click and reward with a truly scrumptious treat. Repeat until she is turning to you immediately on the leave it cue without you having to put any pressure on the leash. Practice in different locations with different kinds of treats until you feel she is at least 80% reliable. Finally, as you did with the Temptation Alley exercise, try it off-leash. starting with boring treats as the drop and eventually moving up to more tempting targets. Bonus games. 6.1. Cross your paws like a lady. Cross paws puts a classy touch on your dog's down and will draw admiring comments from your friends. It's also simple to teach through luring and shaping. Instructions. Ask Lassie to lie down, and when she does, tell her that she's a good girl. Experiment with your treat lure by moving it slowly in front of her nose from left to right. As she follows it with her nose, watch to see if she moves one foot toward the other to keep her balance. Click and treat if she does. Repeat the lure, click and treat, until you see that she is deliberately moving one foot toward the other. Now, start clicking and rewarding only the attempts that bring Lassie's moving leg closer to the stationary one. As the frequency of the closer attempts increases, raise the criteria by only clicking the ones that actually touch the other leg. Keep upping the ante until the moving leg is crossing over and resting on the stationary one. Now you are ready to add a verbal cue, such as cross paws or be a lady, as Lassie does the leg movement. Now she can lie down with her legs crossed like a proper lady, and you have a very classy Lassie. 6.2. Crawl on your belly like a reptile. Instructions. Ask Python to lie down facing you and hold a treat in front of his nose. Keeping the treat just an inch or two above the ground, back up a step and very slowly move the treat toward you. As Python strains to follow the treat, she should drag herself forward a tiny bit. Click and reward. Keep repeating the sequence until she creeps farther and farther forward. If she jumps up to follow the treat, you may have moved it too far or too fast. Slow down and remember to click and reward tiny bits of the crawl so Python can figure out how to do the right thing. The biggest mistake most people make when training their dogs is trying to go too fast, asking for too much too soon. Ask for small behaviors so your dog can win. As long as she keeps winning, she will be more willing to keep trying. 6.3. Bravo! You can end your routine with a flourish when you and Buddy take a bow together. This is another impressive behavior that is usually easy to teach. Instructions. Have Buddy stand in front of you or at your side. Put a treat in front of her nose and move it toward her chest, down toward the floor. Here's the tricky part. If you have taught her to lie down by moving a treat toward the ground, she may try to lie down here. Watch her very closely. When she has a slight bend in her elbows, click and raise the treat so she stands up again. Then reward. If you are slow, she will probably lie down. Don't click the down. The quicker she is at lying down for you, the quicker you will need to be at clicking the elbow bend and raising the treat up before she goes down. If you are really having difficulty with this, you can try slipping your hand or a small box under Buddy's tummy to keep her from going down. This works for some dogs. Others find it very disturbing and distracting. Gradually encourage Buddy to dip lower and lower until she can bow with her elbows touching the ground and her rear end high in the air. When you are sure you can get a half bow or better without having Buddy go all the way into a down, you can start using the verbal cue. I suggest using a word other than bow, since it sounds a lot like down, and you are already risking confusion because of the similarity of the luring motion. One of my students uses the word bravo, which I like a lot. Another uses curtsy. Others use take a bow, with the emphasis on the word take rather than bow. As you have done with all the other behaviors you have taught Buddy, you want to start fading the lure as soon as she is giving you the bow easily. working toward getting it on a verbal cue or small hand signal. When she will do a full bow, you can ask her to stay in the bow position, and you can bow, or curtsy, next to her. Or tell her to stay, step away, and let her accept all the accolades herself.